This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. We are in Kalim. Tes Vav Beis. Today we're doing Tes Vav Beis and Tes Vav Gimel. Toiv. How about that? Toiv. Like that? And Toig. That's a very special Mishnah. Tes Toiv. Yesterday we only did one Mishnah. Tes Vav Alf. It was a long Mishnah. It took us a while. And let's review it. Okay, here we go. Wooden kalim, leather kalim, bone kalim, glass kalim. Glass are Darabonim, by the way. Glass have a lot of unique characteristics, which we've mentioned a couple of them. All of them need only kabel toma if they have a kibble, they have a receptacle. If you break them, that's a tahara. If you reconstitute them, they are mekabel toma only mekano lahaba. Shida, which is like a big box, teva, like the shulchanis teva, the migdol, the big chest, the basket made of straw, which is the din of kli eitz, the basket made of reeds, and the big water tank for the Alexandrian boat. It's very large, it has a bottom, all these things. These are how many we mentioned? I think six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes. And they hold 40 saw alach, which are two kor yavish, 60 saw yavish. They can hold a third more. A third more when it's wet, when it's dry, sorry. That's only in the case where the width is double of the height. That's tahar. That's what we call a kli haba b'midah. It's not doyme l'sak, it's not metaltal mole v'reikon. Very important klal. There's also another klal called kli ha'osul l'nach, it's not meant to be moved, which does mention here somewhere. But it's not really the topic of our Mishnah, but it's important. Okay, now, says the Mishnah like this. All the kalim, this I don't understand. Ramirez says all the kalim that contain that amount, we assume they're tamei. Why? We assume they are moved with that amount. Now, I don't understand. Why don't I understand? Because I always understood that it's that big, it's not meant to be moved. It's not meant to be moved. Not some like sock. So then, why would you assume if it's something else, some random clay you found? We're going to talk about the mixing bowl. Why would you assume it's meant to be moved? Okay, you know what? Maybe I have a pshat. No, I just thought of something. Let me get back to it. Okay, I'll leave it to Meir. Meir says that a stam clay we have to be we stam clay we're machmer that it's mekabel tumah. We assume it's not meant to be moved. Rabbi Huda says, no. But first of all, he says, I'll tell you five kalim that are mekabel tumah. Why? Because they're meant to be moved. The dardor agola, which is something that goes in the wagon, the kusmas malach on the king's chest, the revis abdonin, the big cisterns for the leather workers, the bar sinikatana, the arnoin. These things, they're so big, yes, but they're still telling me why? Because they're made to be moved. All other kalim, we assume, are not meant to be moved. What's Mr. Meir and Rabbi Huda? The Arevas Balabais. The Balabais is a mixing bowl. Now I think I understand this finally. I think it clicked in my head today. B'seata d'shemaya. Like this. There's no such klal that just because something is so heavy and so big that it's not mekabel toma. You see clearly from Yehuda not that way. That these things are meant to be moved and they are mekabel toma, even though they're so big. In other words, generally speaking, something that big is not meant to be moved. Let's just say. Very often we find that. So those six, tahar. They're very big, they're not meant to be moved, tahar. These five are very big, but they are. We know they're meant to be moved, tame. There's one in the middle, which we don't really, they move it sometimes. And there's a shiloh. So not arguing about stama, because there's just no case of stama, come on. The only case of stama is one case, and it is meant to be moved just sparingly, and that's mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Meir had a look at that. Well, it's moved, it's not really moved, moved once in a while, but Machlokes. That's Machlokes Remain and Rehuda. Okay. It's not like a case of stoma. There was no case of stoma. There was this case, that one case. Okay. Fine. Let's go to Rabbi Yisai. So we know that Aruvois Shonach Toimim, wooden boards of bakers, where they put their breads prior to baking, apparently they're doughy at this point, tomatoes. Why? Says the Mishnah. that even though these things are pshutikli eitz, they do not have a base kibble. The chomer geizer and certain pshutikli eitz that are mekabel tumo. Why? Because they have the tzura of a kli. The way it's made, it looks clear that it's meant to be used. It looks clear that it's meant to be used, and therefore chomer geizer. Now, we spoke about this once upon a time. I think we spoke about tables. That if you have a kli eitz, pshutikli eitz, it's made to serve a person and a person's items, like a table. It's made to serve the person and his plates, to the exclusion of something that serves only the body, like a ladder, or something that serves only objects, like a base for a kli. The chomer geizer, that there's tum on that. These arubais serve the person and his items, his dough. Okay. However, the Mishnah tells us now, is going to tell us, that it has to have a tzur of a kli. It looks like a kli. They say that applies to the ones of the bakers, as we will explain. Fine. Shabbalei batim or tahiris. What's the difference of the homeowners? Oh, they do not look like a tzura's kli. They're very small. They don't make them so nice. They don't have the tzura of a kli. And there's the chamranat geizer, the gzeira de rabon of pshute kli eitz, and mishamshe odom, mishamish is odom, ves mishamshe odom. Sirkon, if you color it with, what's it called sirkon? Red? Mr. T? Red. If you color it red, why are you not with me? I mean, your head or behind me?
I can't find you.
Okay. 15-2. A couple lines in.
Okay.
You're behind me? I'm sorry. 15-2, you with me?
Yeah.
So, if you color it red, you see where he talks about painting it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it? So if you took the homeowner's boards and he called it red, or kirkum I think it was, yellow?
Saffron.
Do you know what saffron is?
Yeah, yellow.
It's yellow? It's yellow, right?
Yellow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Then tomatoes. Why? Because that gives them the appearance of a kli. Now, why would you paint your board for dough red? It's a mundamizer. I can't understand why you would do such a thing.
Why would you paint the board at all?
Yeah, why would you do that? I don't know, I'm missing something. Maybe if you want paint getting into your dough? That's the last thing I would think about painting, is the dough is the board where I need my dough, where I put my dough as it goes into the oven. Nobody in the right mind would paint such a thing because it can get paint into your dough. Well,
somebody did because they wouldn't put it in.
Okay, maybe their paint was mamish, much better paint than ours. Was fully absorbed into the wood, it wouldn't come out. I don't know. It sounds like a chiddush to me to say that, but okay. Vaidu. We lost the recipe. Dav shel nachtoimin, a metal board. Oh, so I'm talking about wood boards. I'm talking about metal board. Shekova bekaisel, you attach to the wall. So what's the shayla? Well, on the one hand, it's a dav shel nachtoimin, it's a metal board. Pshutik li matechus mekabel tuma. Other hand, you attach it to the wall. Attached to the ground, we know it's not mekabel tuma. So what's the halacha? Blazer matay v'chol matam. Blazer says Tara listens attached to the ground. Okay. So, listens attached to the ground. It's considered part of the ground. Mechubla karka karka. What does Chum say? That's only if you attach to the ground and then made it into a kli. But something which is a kli while detached, and afterwards, subsequently, you are attached. Then the Kabbalah's Tumah that it had prior remains. Important klal. Okay. That's very important. Very, very important. Sraid. Okay, we had the sraid a few times already. Flat wooden board where he slices the dough and brings it to the oven. All right.
Only for professional, that's a professional thing.
Yeah. Give me a sec. Tame. Why? Again, it's Pshutei Kli Eitz. It's Mekabel Tumah Derabanan. Yeah. Shabbal Abatim, the homeowner's tar. Why? They say, the Chachamim explained, the Baal Bayis does not dedicate his sraid just for this use. Therefore, it's not enough to be included in the Gzeira of Pshutei Kli Eitz. All right. So Balabatim's tar. Kififoy Ma'abru Chaysov, he made a rim, right? On the four sides, Tame. Well, then it's Daraisa, no? Yeah.
You're right.
Even though it's not dedicated, but it's a kibble.
And a container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nifras murchach, and one side breaks, tahar, because then it's not a kibble anymore. We had to talk about this sometimes. Sometimes a three is enough, sometimes it's not enough. This came up at some point along the line. Rabbi Shimon Oymer says, Rabbi Shimon, emiskinu liyos karetz lav tamei. You don't have to make a rim. No. If you like paint it or something like that, it's enough. Just like by the Arubois. Sroid, it's enough dedicated to have the din derabanan. This is derabanan though. Whereas the Tanakhama said that it would not help coloring. Fine. Bushim says coloring here would be enough. The chen hamarich. What is the marich? The rolling pin? The rolling pin is tamei. Why is it tamei? Because of the gzeir derabanan of pshuti kliyetz. It's similar to the boards.
And it stands by itself. It's all its own. The kli on its own.
Some say it was included because besides rolling it, you also carry it, the dough, to the oven with it. Interesting. You see that in the matzah bakery, they take those big poles. It's not the same pole they roll with, but maybe back then it was the same. Okay. Gimel. Yam nofa shel salotin. The net, the filter net of the flower guys. Okay, they had a rim. You had this round frame. Okay. Let's say it's 2 inches. And you have a screen that you put on top. When you do your filtering, you put the screen on the bottom. And the rim is on top. I don't know why that's necessary. So they're saying over here it has a din of a kli kibble.
But here they're talking about an animal hair mesh.
Animal hair, yes. So it has a din of sak, which is mekabel tuma. It's made of sir izim. Sak is the mekabel tuma daraisa. And now the chiddush over here is that even though it has holes, it's considered it has a kli kibble. This is actually a whole sugya in Be'ah. If it's drabana daraisa. They're assuming it's daraisa. I think that's Tais's opinion. Because even though some things would fall through lamaisa, it holds back the bran, the schmutz. So it's tame. They say over here, even if it came detached from the frame, it's still tame. Why? They're constantly cleaning it from all the schmutz. So therefore, even when it comes detached, it's omed to be reattached. It's not. It's meant to be detached and attached. I guess that was a constant thing. And it does not lose its reus the kabel toma, even though in the moment it cannot be mekabel, which is very bechidish. Vishabale batim tohoir, ay, 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 bale batim. Does not use it that often, does not clean it that often. It's not omed for constant removal and reattachment. And therefore we say it's batal, it's in shame when it's detached. Yuda Eimer, Avshal Godelis Tamei Maishav. The screen or the mat that a woman who's braiding girls' hair puts underneath them to collect all the schmutz coming out of her hair. Can you imagine that? Now, you want to tell me, like, they're cutting their hair and there's hair falling on the floor. Fine, that I get. But that's not what it says. There's schmutz coming out of here. What do they have? Hairs, they have schmutz, they have chveiz, all sorts of who knows what.
They didn't keep themselves so clean in those days.
Yeah, well, they didn't have our modern-day plumbing. So they put down this mat at the bottom. Yeah. It's not a kli kibble. Mm-mm. Why? I'm not sure why. It collects all the schmutz. But it has dimya as moishav, as medrash. Kelim which are meant for sitting or lying down, or riding on, the mekabel medrash, without a base kibble. Once you get medrash, you get everything else. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Shkoyach, have a good day.
Dalid.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.